like, hey, I want to put 25 on the pump. You know, and she was like, well, there's already 50 on that pump. And I was like, okay, send no more, thank you. So I went out, filled my tank up.
See, I would have been like, what'd you say?
No, I didn't even, you know. My mama taught me to be quick. You know what I'm saying? You understand? Uh-huh. Just keep on moving. Don't ask no questions. Oh, 50, you right. Let me go ahead and finish that. So then I did that, came back in, told her I didn't fill it up to 50. I wanted to change. She's like, it's going to go back to your card. So it was only 34.
Okay.
Thank you. Shout out to whomever.
So whose ever card it was swiped from or whatever, paid for, it'll go back onto there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. The remaining change.
The remaining change.
Yeah, the $23. Something like that.
50, though.
Nice.
What? Where we going?
Nah.
Like, no, I got to conserve this. Yeah, exactly. We got a shortage. I got to, girl. We ain't going nowhere. Girl. Netflix and chill, girl.
Chill. My type of date. We'll talk about that later.
Right, yeah, exactly. So so this shortage, is there a...
There's no time frame or anything when they're saying that it's going to be resolved. I mean, this is just updated a few hours ago, 4 hours ago. So, I mean, just right now, I just never know what's going to happen. Gasoline is going to rise. And it's thinking it's going to rise up to 5% after next Thursday. More than what it was. What a good time not to have a car. I wonder if that means Uber's going to go up too because of oil prices.
When there's a cause, there's an effect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dang.
Not on MARTA. No, that probably go up too. I don't know if they... Do they raise up on the prices in the middle of like a season or a fiscal year?
Of MARTA?
Yeah, MARTA. Like, they don't adjust like that.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I don't. Am, I've
sorry.
Never. I've never taken the MARTA bus before. Okay.
Really?
JB, fun fact.
Right. Useless fun fact. Thank you. Go ahead.
But.
No.
Maybe.
No,
yeah. Maybe it's a little useless. I've never taken the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, I've taken the train.
Of course. I've taken the bus. I don't like taking the bus, but it's...
Do you use your same MARTA card for the bus?
Yeah, you can use the same card.
And it has the thing like the trains do?
Yeah.
Oh.
It has all that.
Different prices?
No, same price.
Really?
It's just a trip. So you pay, you know, $1.25, $1.50 for a trip.
Yeah.
You can take that trip on the bus or you can take it on the train.
Oh.
So it's cool. And then you have...
Didn't know that.
I'm not too sure how it works when you're taking a train and the bus, you know, but I think it's still just considered one trip. You know, you hit it, boom, clock out, and then like when you're on the train, there's the area where you get on the bus from inside of the train station, so it's already like you paid your token, you know. But yeah, I mean, MARTA's cool. I think I'm gonna be utilizing it a lot in the next couple of months.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be. I don't know about buses because I don't like all the stops. Everybody wants to stop, and then it gets crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know,
maybe for short periods, like maybe like if you're like in the city, it'll be useful. But
it was a movie. What
trips,
movie was it?
Sure.
It was Crash. Ludacris had made a statement talking about public transportation and how it's like embarrassing, and they have like big windows, so you're on display and all that stuff. Yeah. You know,
but it's still a way to get around, though.
Yeah, it's definitely a way to get around in the city, and you know, but it takes long.
Yeah, it does.
It takes super long.
I used to hate taking the bus at Georgia Southern. But the bus only had, the bus had its routes. You know what I'm saying?
It had only like three stops.
Nah, it has more than three stops. There was two bus routes, gold and blue, and they had several stops, like five stops.
Okay.
A piece.
Okay. Well, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where I rode MARTA bus to high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I rode my junior year and my beginning of my sophomore year before I got my car. So I used to ride the train and the bus to high school. That's how you do it, man. Grow up. Get out there. Experience it.
So back to the state of emergency. I know we got on a little tangent, but you know, hey, sometimes it's needed, you know. So the pipeline spilled an estimated 250,000 gallons of gasoline in Shelby County, Alabama. And I'm looking at a photo right now next to like a lake, and like you can definitely tell which one is the gasoline, okay, and which one is the lake, you know, and they're about the same size. So it's really a really, really tremendous amount of gas that was spilled. Like, can we just go and like just scoop it up? Like, can we just take a bucket and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, go out there in a hazmat suit, maybe.
Right.
Definitely a hazmat suit. Don't go out there naked or anything, but you know, definitely a hazmat suit. And can we just go scoop it up and just, you know, use it that way? You know,
yeah.
You know, can we just take a trip to Shelby County, Alabama?
We're gonna get gas.
Is that free gas now?
Is that free gas?
Does that mean? Does that mean it's free gas?
They're just driving around with their gas tanks open, and they're like, all right, this is cool. That's how much gas is over there. That's a lot of gas.
That's a lot of gas. 250,000 gallons.
Wow.
I don't think my car can use 250,000 gallons.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. I saw your car. They're a little cute with a little.
Oh, my
windshield.
Oh, I use that thing faithfully. I use that thing faithfully. And my boss makes fun of me all the time.
I chuckle too. This is me making fun of you on air right now.
What? What? But you know what? When I go out to my car, I guess my car is cold. It's cool, though.
Right.
It's cool because it's reflecting the sun from coming inside. Okay, respect, and the little thing respect. Was... yes, mad respect.
Respect, respect.
Mad respect.
Respect.
And it works. It works. When I get
in the car, my car is going to be cool, too. Because of the air conditioning.
Get on my nerves. But yeah, so that's really unfortunate. So if you have not gassed up, make sure you go gas up today and minimize your driving if you can. Because gas prices are going up. I just don't want it to go, like, I don't want it to hit $3, you know? Like, I was okay with the $1.99 a few weeks ago. I was definitely okay with the $1.99.
It was $1.89 over in the east side. On the east side. It was definitely $1.89 in the back road by the Crisia.
Back road, yeah. Gas station. Dang.
Yeah. It was $1.89. I was like, bet. Quick Trip is more expensive than this right now. I'm like, bet. You know, Quick Trip and Racetrack usually.
They're right there neck and neck. Yeah.
At the low. They're probably usually a good 10 cent lower. I guess that's the same like Kroger when you use your
Kroger card. Yeah, and I was a big Kroger fan of Kroger gas. My folks like Walmart gas, you know, the Murphy USA or whatever that's attached to sometimes attached to Walmarts and stuff. But I don't really like, I don't know, it's not, I don't really like their gas. Some people, it was controversy earlier, or not earlier, but before, that the Walmart gas was, quote, watered down. Watered down,
right.
Which is, I don't think can really happen. Like, can you water down gas?
I think it can be diluted in a sense. I
mean, of like with other mixes, like it can be cut like drugs. Like you can cut it with stuff, but not specifically watered down. But you're right, diluted with other chemicals and stuff to make it stretch. Right. Like you cut drugs, right?
Sure. Yeah. I guess that's a good one.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they do gas differently. I mean, if you get gas in the city, you can tell, like, it's like even a different nozzle than if you get gas out in my area or out a little further away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they do different things to gas everywhere. Definitely. So I've heard that, though, before. Some gas is watered down this, or this gas lasts a little longer, like a mile or two. You don't even let your gas get down that low.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
Girl.
Anyways, so we're going to take another quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Teacher Bay and the events that are going on in Atlanta this weekend, so you don't want to miss it, right? And then also, we got sports and love relationships coming up a little bit later on. So don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. This is the Bold Opinion Show right here on Orange Room Radio, where real music lives.
Hey, oh,
Just change. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. You think when you want me to, like controller, controller. Controller, controller, yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller, yeah. And I'm never on a wasting Charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre-knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller, yeah, like controller, controller, yeah.
Y'all up here off me garments, and I'm all be coming on me apartment, boy. The girl them on the length and strength, action, speak louder than argument, well.
But you can't just diss and come tell me sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now, and we're working on it. Yeah. And that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller, yeah. And I'm never on a wasting Charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Music a jump, girl a wind up them bumper. This is the summer controller. Drake from Canada, Beanie Man from Jamaica.
Hello world, it's your favorite assistant Siri, and you're listening to the best thing in technology since, well, since me. Orange Room Radio, where real music lives.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I gotta hear me.
Damn, baby, baby.
Damn.
Damn. Sing my songs, strong in my gun, not good for my body. I change it up, sitting up, I like having your own body. My legs been stuck, I've never been afraid to switch your mind on me. And you show me up, I feel a bad genome. Until I make the room, shake the room, bang, bang, and I'm gonna get it. You gotta get up off that.
To the Bold Opinion Show right here on Orange Room Radio, where real music lives. We got Chuck in the building. Chuck decided to join us this Saturday. How are you doing, Chuck?
Hey.
Chuck, we miss you, Chuck.
Man, I miss y'all. You know I love to come every time I get a chance.
I know. Well, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. So we're here. We're back. We are here to talk about what? Teacher Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher Bay. Okay. So everyone who does not know about Teacher Bay, Teacher Bay is a fourth grade teacher in APS in the Atlanta Public School System.
Brick's house is bad.
And she's been getting so much recognition this week. And was it just this week or was it last week too?
It's been about 2 weeks.
It's been about 2 weeks.
It blew up this week.
As of recent, but people have already acknowledged where she was at. You know, I've actually seen pictures of her before it got out of hand.
Yeah. You know. Well, they had a little thing where they was kind of comparing her to other teachers and labeled her the baddest teacher in America.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
not in America though. She's pretty.
No, I have a homegirl that's a teacher that took offense to that because she's pretty bad too. But
well, I mean, do you have evidence?
Can I see this?
Because
she
took a lot of stuff down off her Facebook because of that.
Is she in Atlanta too?
Yeah, okay. From Fayetteville.
Oh, word.
From the Ville.
Hey. I had to take a trip out to the Ville.
Yeah,
I got a
tour guide.
Teach out in,
you have a tour guide. Ding, ding, ding.
She teach out in
That's me.
North Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Damn.
What?
I said the cap.
Fingers crossed.
The cap. No. Okay, so everyone, Teacher Bae is a very attractive teacher who, like I said, is teaching fourth grade at, I'm not sure what the school was, but she's teaching fourth grade in Atlanta Public Schools.
She wants
you. You specifically.
Yeah. Teacher Bae. I can tell by her Twitter name or her Instagram name.
Okay.
Which is?
She wants me. I want you.
That's what it said. Okay. So she has been, been taking pictures. We're posting something on our Instagram right now. So if you're following us on Instagram, if you're not following us on Instagram, make sure you do at The Bold Opinion, okay? So you can see all of the stuff that we talk about.
Right.
But she took some pictures of herself. Well, she's very pretty and she has
curves.
Yeah, she's a very curvy African American woman. Okay.
Lady Long.
And I can't. Perv, stop.
What?
Hey.
I'm just smiling.
That wasn't being a perv.
I'm just listening right now. Go ahead.
She's very curvy and she wears
form fitting
clothes. To work.
They wasn't revealing or short.
They weren't tight. They weren't even really all that tight, to be honest with you.
And then,
nicely ironed. If it was too tight, we would have saw stretches in like the breast area.
Well, it was tight enough where you could see
the curvature of her body.
In the front and the back, it wouldn't be a problem because she's built like a 12-year-old boy. But the fact that she isn't
12-year-old boy.
I mean, that's where they had the...
So are we saying now that there's weight requirements for teaching?
No. It's just a dress code. It's a certain dress. And see, look, I honestly... I mean, some people were really upset about it. I'm not upset. I'm just saying, when you're in an educational... instructional position, It's a profession thing. Like, I mean, she did have a couple of dresses that were like, the skater style where they flared out a little bit more. I don't mind the jeans. If their jeans are tight, fine. I don't care. They're jeans. But, what I'm saying? The dresses, that form-fitting dress.
Because they came to her knees.
Okay.
They didn't show cleavage.
Right.
They just accented her figure.
Right.
And like I
which
said,
is sexual. Which has a sexual connotation.
That's
what
I said.
We call her Teacher Bae for a reason.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where the hypocrisy come in, because the curves are sexy. Uh-huh. But if she was 32 years old and built like a 9-year-old dude,
that's not sexy.
Exactly. So that's not sexy
to our community.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's still sexy to somebody. Somebody finds it attractive. But we can't talk about it. I mean, you might as well, this argument, you might as well say that she should put on a hijab. What is it called? Did I say it politely?
I'll mess it up worse.
The Muslim woman's dress.
That's what I'm saying, her dress is not.
So you can't really.
It's just it brings attention and it's. Just wear your slacks. You're at work. I don't know.
If you had what you had on right now, how do you think it would fill out? If she had on some slacks and a polo, how do you think it's going to fill out?
It was very professional.
The same way she got to wear big and tall shirts?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. It was very professional.
I'm just saying it's the school code to stick to a certain...
I've been hearing people say that like she looks like she's going out to the club.
But she doesn't.
Like exactly.
Like if she wore a business suit, that was just as form-fitting, then what?
Exactly.
It's a business suit.
Exactly.
I think it was the dress.
I don't think it was just that specific dress. Because it could be, you could wear that to the club.
But, I mean.
But you wouldn't wear a business suit to the club, would you? You wouldn't wear slacks to the club, would you?
We went to a hole in the wall, right?
Okay.
And one of my partner's girl brought a friend. Uh-huh. She had on a blazer, a blouse, and some jeans. Mm-hmm. So different people wear different things, but in my opinion, I didn't find anything wrong with what she had on.
Of course, you're male. You would like to look at that. All the daddies probably came in for the weekly meetings and made sure the kids had their homework done. If they didn't have the homework done, they were checking up to make sure.
So you don't want the father figure involved oh my in their God. Child's no, no, lives? Absolutely not. Is do that not, what you're do, saying
do
right
not
now?
Do not turn this table around.
Are you saying that you do not want the black male to be involved in the school last year?
Do not.
You know what I did also? I went through some of her hate inflicted comments that she received.
Of course.
It was all bad body, like BMWs. You know what a BMW is, right?
Body made wrong.
Body made wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a lot of those just like...
And it's a lot of body made wrong teachers out there.
Yes. And like, it was one lady, her butt was in the front. And her stomach was in the back.
Exactly.
And I was like, no wonder you're not...
upset.
Yeah, like... You're not pleased with what she
and how is that not how is that not disturbing in class?
Because I mean, you're not here to look at the teacher. You're here to learn. Exactly.
But you see the teacher. But you see the teacher. But you see the see the teacher, right? So you're not here to look at the teacher. So it don't matter what sexy teacher bae has on, because you're not there for the teacher.
Exactly.
You're there for the lesson. They didn't acknowledge that she was what.
But you can't focus on the lesson because teacher bae is just another
I can't because
I'm not looking at the teacher. I'm looking at my notes.
Would you not go to class every day if teacher bae was a teacher?
I would never skip that class.
That's what I'm saying. So back when I was in school and I was leaving and skipping, she would have kept me out of some of the stuff I was doing.
We all had teachers like that.
And I would have learned something.
I had a teacher like that at Drew Hills, Miss A. She was bad. She was super
bad.
Yeah,
I had a teacher like that.
You know what I'm saying? You wanted to make sure. And she was cool, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So she kept you grounded and kept you wanting to be involved in school.
Because, I mean, honestly, even if she did wear jeans, she could have wore tight jeans. And we all
she wore tight jeans.
Certain tight jeans still show that Duke. And they still would have been looking. As long as she not sleeping with the students or inappropriate with the students.
Exactly, with the fourth graders. I mean, that's
her attire was not unprofessional.
None at all.
Came to her knees. Mm-hmm. It didn't show any skin. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, didn't Atlanta Public Schools say something about it too?
Yeah, they just said that they address it that her wardrobe it needs to be under certain guidelines or something like that. They made her
delete the pictures that she took in class.
Okay. Understood it.
Yeah.
Even though there was no students in class.
But she wasn't in dress code violation.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't.
And to the fact that because she wasn't showing any skin or cleavage or too much leg, I mean, it's really nothing you could do. They were just upset because none of the pictures she posted.
Got the attention.
None of the pictures she posted were even unprofessional or
racy
or suggestive. You know, she was standing there with the two-piece signs up with her leg crossed.
Or with her college t-shirt on.
Yeah, like, you know that's what's wrong with that?
So, it's I guess it really is.
And she wasn't even the teacher. She was the parapro.
The who?
The parapro. The parapro is like just like the teacher assistant.
But why did they care?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, they, like...
Is she not teaching student?
Yeah.
I know you would be just helping the...
Helping the learning process?
Yeah.
So, kind of like teacher teaching? Say A, and she is be like, for Apple? Or the teacher would be like B? And
or she's handing
like,
out the papers while the teacher is like, grading. Instruction.
True. She'd take them to class to lunch.
Is prepping for the right.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be at recess with her all day.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
I'd be in the cafeteria.
I would not
monitoring.
Miss recess or lunch.
No.
So I can, you know, but now that you guys say that, I can see how it could keep students out or into the classroom. Like you said, you know, you had a teacher back in the day that, you know, you admired. So you're like more likely to stay in class, right?
I mean, the cute girl in school.
Huh?
You go sit next to the cutest girl in school that's in your class.
Yeah, you ain't trying to look dumb.
Yeah, you're not trying to miss that class and look stupid in front of her.
Exactly.
So if the teacher is even bad, I mean, you're definitely going to be there every day.
Boom.
I can see a good thing in this.
Yeah, I think we should have a requirement on teachers.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see if she was teaching sex ed or something. Like, that would be a little different.
My home economics teacher, she was so bad. She wasn't even all that curvy like that, but she was beautiful.
My kindergarten teacher was bad.
Oh, my kindergarten teacher was bad, too.
Shout out to Ms. Dunn. sorry. Yeah. She was hot.
We had a hot Mr. Shoning in like fifth grade. Really, man, he was.
We don't care, really.
Look, well, look, you guys got to tell me who y'all thought was sexy in your day. But hey, I had a Mr. Shoning, and Mr. Shoning.
Well, I
was
had
teaching
more
me that.
I hope he wasn't the shot. I hope he wasn't
like, No. We was all, you know, look, you know the girls. Just like, oh my God, Mr. Shoney.
Y'all
so
was
sexy.
A little fast, little.
In fifth grade. In fifth grade, you know, God. You're starting to find yourself.
No, you're not. Not.
Yes, you are.
Grade.
No, you're not. Yes, you are.
You're like, what, 9? 10?
Nah, what are you?
11?
I don't know.
Something.
10, 11?
Yeah. You're maybe. Not finding yourself.
Well,
at
you starting. But you starting to get crushes and stuff.
Not
you,
really.
You had, yes. You've had crushes since what? Since when?
Well, I was
since they incorporated Valentine's Day in.
Exactly. School. Exactly.
I was hunting her.
Boom.
But still.
This man hunting.
I'm sorry. But.
I was eating ants.
Yeah, I was driving.
You eat ants. And beetles.
Do they taste spicy? Yeah,
I can't.
Let's not get to that.
I can't. Okay, so moving on. That's Teacher Bay. Moving on. There are a lot of events going on in Atlanta. One including
eating
the BET
ants.
Award, eating ants, spicy ants, mm-hmm. and the BET Awards, which is being recorded
that's this
tonight.
Weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the city's gonna be on fire again.
Yeah, it's gonna be on fire.
Somebody's getting shot this weekend downtown.
If not already.
If not already happening.
No, but let's not wish that on anyone.
Yeah, absolutely
I mean,
not.
I'm not wishing it on anyone, but the rhetoric that comes with the hip hop awards, mm-hmm. you know somebody. Every year it happens. Mm-hmm. They was even contemplating moving the hip hop awards one year from here. Cause it was always if somebody, I think the one year somebody didn't get shot, T.I. got locked up mm-hmm. for a lot of guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going on this weekend. It's not gonna air till like Tuesday, I think. So yeah.
I probably still won't watch.
Tuesday.
Well, last year's was pretty good, so
I don't know. I've never been to
I'll dip in
shows.
And out of it.
I'm in and out of award shows. Like, I'll watch them. Like, all right, bro.
Well, I'll be in.
I watched the Prince one. What was the last award show where everybody did, like,
a quick tribute? That was when he was alive, though.
No,
that was when he passed?
Yeah.
Everybody was going.
No, yeah, everyone did a Prince tribute.
With what? Like Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, Janelle Monáe. Jazz. No, not Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh.
She's Bae. Teacher Bae.
Yes. She's definitely Janelle Bae.
So you can teach me something.
Yes.
But yeah, so I'm in and out of world shows. A lot of other things too. Music Midtown.
Oh, okay. That's how you say it.
You know, I get a little tongue tied sometimes. But yes, Music Midtown is going on. Say that 5 times fast.
Music Midtown.
Faster.
Yeah. Music Midtown.
Not that fast.
Okay.
Music Midtown. Midtown.
You talk like
Midtown.
You have a fat tongue.
Anyways, but yeah, so Music Midtown is going. Music.
Yeah, just leave it alone. Just leave it.
No, I'm gonna get it right.
Just
gonna get it right.
Put it in the drawer and don't touch it again.
Yeah.
Music Midtown. We'll do it.
It's going on. Yes, yeah. Please. Whenever I want to say it, I'm gonna be like
Music Midtown.
Yeah, it's in my cue. So that's going on this weekend, and a lot of artists and groups are coming out and filling the streets of Atlanta, which is going to cause traffic and is going to cause.
I mean, it's really going to be bad because everybody in Atlanta is a music producer, rapper, manager,
somebody,
executive,
somebody,
A&R, like,
or trying to be.
If I get one more person, hey man, it's my music. We just accepting donations. I don't carry cash on purpose. And shout out to the milkman.
What?
This dude, I was like, he got to come with a better gimmick.
The
I was at AutoZone. Yes, he had on an all-white Dickie suit. He rode on
after Labor Day?
Yes. Oh. First off, it was hot. And he had on Dickie suit with a white hat, white shoes. And he rode all over it. Milkman got them gallons of milk. I was like, dude, that's horrible.
Mm.
That was his rap name?
The Milkman. Okay. Yes.
Crazy. I said,
like Paperboy.
Yes.
Y'all watch Atlanta.
I hate the new Atlanta.
Not the show.
Yeah, no, yeah. I seen the show. I'm saying like the new Atlanta. We're
life,
so like
life.
how like LA is full of everybody's an actor or producer. Like Atlanta, everybody is a rapper or has a record label,
a musician or something.
Yes,
or an artist can spit something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I miss the old Atlanta.
I mean, you know, hey, whatever. But Music Midtown is going on right now at Piedmont Park.
Okay.
And just to give you a quick lineup of who is going to be there as far as, you know, like the performers and stuff, we have...
Petey Pablo.
Some names you probably... DJ Mustard. some names that you probably, you know, wouldn't recognize on a day-to-day basis, but the Alabama Shakes, G-Eazy.
Ooh, I like the Alabama Shakes.
Yeah, never heard of them.
Really?
Yeah.
It sound like a new kind of virus.
The Alabama Shakes.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with him?
He got the Alabama Shakes.
Gasoline.
I'm over it. But
they're really good. You've seen them on probably TV commercials.
Oh, okay.
Apple commercials. And stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a pop.
Yeah, they're like a pop. Okay. Funk. Kind of.
Funky pop.
Yes, yeah, like a funky pop.
The Alabama Shakes. The Lumineers, The Killers, 21 Pilots. Dead Mouse, who I would have. No, 21 Pilots.
Oh.
Yeah, no. 21 Savage. What? Yeah, DJ Mustard, like I said, Logic, Group Love, just a few to name. I would have liked to see Dead Mouse because I like
that type of music.
Yeah.
Like EDM and.
Yeah. Dead. Just, I only take so much, music. Though. I only take so much. Like that rave, like.
I feel you.
That's cool. I like it at
like,
night.
Like, I got certain rappers I can only listen to, like, consecutively, like, 3 songs, and I'm done. So, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Right. So, that's that. I mean, so it should be, tickets, they're still selling tickets, so as long as it's going, they're going to continue to sell tickets. There's going to be food and all kinds of stuff out there at Piedmont Park.
There's a free event that's going on today. I believe it's free in Avondale. It's a surf music fest.
Whoa.
If you guys are into surf music. And it's like,
food?
Yep, they have food there.
Whoa. And, I'm always down for the free food.
So that's cool. So that should be fun. And
I don't know how many surfers we would have in Atlanta, but
it's not surf.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like surf.
It's not like you're surfing like Talabunga, totally. But you know how that music that don it's that type of music, you know. And it's real cool.
Crowd surf.
I mean, you can definitely crowd surf. And so it's cool though. Yeah, I've experienced it on one occasion. Very inebriated, and it was definitely dope fun time.
You know,
that was a few years ago. I definitely recommend it. I'm not gonna make it this year, but I will make it next year for sure. So, yeah.
Cool.
Is it outside or?
It's outside. It's an outside event.
Cool.
So that should be cool.
Dope. So a lot of music things. I like how Atlanta though is like musically inclined. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like how they do.
Music capital of the world. Baby.
You know. Yeah. I like it. I really do. It's a creative. Type vibe.
I need to start expanding my horizon, but I'm getting there.
I encourage you to do so because it's different types of music gives you different types of feelings, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just not. I mean, sometimes I do feel like the rap, you know, and the hip hop, but sometimes I do think about. I mean, I have weird that I listen to too.
I mean,
you know?
I listen to. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I've listened to anything that make me bob my head and pat my feet. Like it was a country song that had me bobbing.
Adele had,
like, people were like, look at this dude in the 96 Impala playing Adele.
Yeah.
My windows was up.
So? Yeah.
But I was jamming.
Yeah.
And that one song, I think it was Stan Smith. It's too late to apologize. Who is that?
No, that's One Republic.
Oh my God, yeah. I was beating that one day. I'm talking about I had the speakers scream.
That's supposed to though. That's Timbaland production. You know.
Okay, I was like, it's too late. I was
definitely.
Because I was already mad.
Oh yeah.
So oh my God. So you was in your feelings.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. Music brings out different feelings.
Yeah.
So I encourage everyone. Yeah, I encourage everyone to go out and listen to what country. I don't care what it is. Like, go listen to classical one day and see how it makes you feel. You know, like read a book or do your homework or do something. You know,
because
I like to work. I like to work with jazz or like electric, like the slow like electronic music.
Okay.
You know,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like the slow electronic music because it just gives me a vibe that I can just do stuff to. You know.
Like I love the Bound Chicken Wow Wows.
Bound Chicken Wow Wows? Like the porn music? What?
porn music?
What?
There's porn music?
That's what I that's what popped up in my head when I heard Bow Chicka Wow Wow. You know? I mean, shoot. Anyway.
Ooh. Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
You know? Yeah, definitely. So so yeah, we're gonna take another break though.
Okay.
Before we come back and we're gonna talk about sports. Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're going to talk about sports because it's a big weekend, right? Like, it's like, was week two? Week two?
Yes.
You know, and there's some big games going on. So, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it, right? Chuck.
Yes.
And Kenny.
Yep.
Kenny.
Yep.
So, don't go anywhere, guys. This is a fantasy?
No, that's the Falcon that's schedule as my screen says.
Oh, okay. You are a real Falcons fan. Schedule? Look at you. Look at you.
Oh.
That's what's up. Cool. So don't go anywhere, guys. Make sure you follow us on social media. Facebook at The Bold Opinion, Twitter at The Bold Opinion, and Instagram at The Bold Opinion, so you don't miss any cool updates. So we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. This is The Bold Opinion Show right here on OrangeRoomRadio.com, where real music lives.
Are we doing bold prediction?
Hit a wall, I never felt so low, so low, like a waterfall, my tears dropped to the floor, they left a swimming pool, assaulted crimes, oh, what could I do to change your mind? Survive a life that's without you, that's without you, yeah, and I will rise up from the ashes now, the ashes now, for the sparrow flies with just the crumbs of loving's failure.
Hello world, it's your favorite assistant Siri, and you're listening to the best thing in technology since, well, since me. Orange Room Radio, where real music lives.
On the Bold Opinion Show right here at Orange Room Radio, where real music lives. Welcome back, everybody. We're here to talk about sports because it is sports season. Well, duh, it's always sports season. Duh, JB. But it's football season.
It's sports time.
Right. So, Chuck, there are a lot of games going on. We were just talking about, like, how college football, to me, is a little bit hard to keep up with because there are so many teams, you know? It's so many teams. You really only focus on what? The top what? Like,
Top 25.
You said like the top 25 or 10 school, or whatever. Yeah, you know. Or your school, right. So a lot of games have been kicked on Saturday. You know, college teams play usually on Saturdays. Do they play during the week? Like sometimes, occasionally, right? Thursdays. Like on a Thursday. Yeah, you know, on a Thursday.
On Friday yesterday.
Yeah, on Fridays. A lot of D1 schools play at prime time, 1 o'clock, or on Saturday nights.
But yeah, so a lot of games have already been kicked off. Right now, we're trying to keep up with like with Louisville and Florida State. Yeah. That's a big
Louisville
one.
Louisville is winning. Mm-hmm. Top number 10 Louisville is beating Florida State.
Who is number two, dos, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. 28-10. Mm-hmm. Number 5 Clemson is blowing South Carolina State out, 45-0 at halftime.
Woo!
They looking like a 100 burger.
Woo!
Tennessee, ranked number 15, is beating Ohio 14-12.
Okay.
Iowa, number 13, is beating Nevada State 14-7. Georgia State, the other blue.
No footballs given about Georgia State.
Well, they're losing to Wisconsin, but it's only 6-0. At halftime, so they hanging in there. 25 ranked Miami beating App State 24-3. Number 1 Alabama and versus number 19 Mississippi.
Screw App State too. Sorry, I had to put that in.
Appalachian State. Screw App State. They'll be playing at 3:30. Okay. Number 4 Michigan versus Colorado. Mm-hmm. They'll be playing at 3:30. Mm-hmm.
What about Georgia?
That's why I'm about to shout out my Georgia fans. oh, and by the way, Georgia undefeated.
Okay.
I know it's only 2 games in.
But they're playing Missouri.
Number 16 ranked Georgia playing Missouri today at 7:30.
What do you think is going to happen then?
I think we struggled with Missouri the last couple of years, but I think we're going to beat them this year. Okay. I need a little more confidence in my defensive coaching staff. Like I want to see a little bit more meanness and toughness.
You know, I was overhearing some sports talk and, you know, about the Bulldogs. And they're, like, underusing their tight ends, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're not fully using your offense, then what the hell are you doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's transitioning from the Mark Richt era, which I felt like he was a little too soft. Football, like he's a great man, great guy.
Okay,
but as far as a coach, I want you to taste blood every week. I want you, like me personally, if I'm playing Madden, like, I don't care if it's against the Twins, they're 7. It could be 94-0, 3 seconds left on the clock. I'm on the 1 yard line. I'm Hail Marying for a touchdown. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Right.
He don't have that mentality. Yeah, okay. Like I want you to feel it.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, shout out to Mark Richt down in Miami. Wish him well. Speaking of Miami,
there's a lot going on down there.
Yes.
What's going on in Miami?
The game just recently got his SUV shot at.
The game, as in like the rapper. The game.
Yes, the game.
Not actual like
the football game. The actual rapper.
As I was looking, like people were like, "Whoa, are we still talking about sports?"
Yeah, the football
we've transitioned,
game.
People, we've transitioned.
So he was. So did they say why he was? He's in beef right now.
Yeah. Well, on stage last night.
Okay.
He dissed Meek Mill.
Okay.
And right after the show.
He threatened to beat him up or something like that?
Huh?
He threatened to fight him or
something? Yeah, and he threatened that when he see him, he's going to fight him. Mm-hmm. And when he got back to his hotel, you know, they parked the car or whatever, went inside. Somebody was leaving, and as they were leaving, they saw the game's G-Wagon, and they decided to play target practice. Hmm. And he said it was a silver Mustang that sped away so slowly.
Ah! You had to throw that in there, Chuck. No, you Chuck is a Ford hater. Chuck is a Ford hater. He is a Chevy person. Every time he can take a shot at a Mustang, because he knows I want a Mustang.
They did report that the guys
he pulled off so slowly.
Yeah, they said the guys could have walked away faster than they
I hate you so much. Continue with the story.
So yeah, and then he put out a diss track, 92 bars.
Which I haven't heard until this afternoon. Kendall played a piece of it, and
he told him he would like to pool stick Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
He
could come and taste his Q-tip or something like that.
This pool stick.
So basically, if you don't know what the issue is that something happened in June, I believe it was, in California. It was Sean Kingston is a rapper out here from Jamaica.
An artist. Yeah.
And he was robbed in the club for a $300,000 chain. And from what the game is saying, Meek Mill and the game were allegedly in the club at the same time, and Meek Mill snitched on the game or the game's entourage or whatnot.
So it was his. It was the game's entourage who snatched Sean Kingston's chain.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying that Meek Mill, or I'm guessing Meek Mill, was the one that was like, well, no, check the game out or something like that in that situation. So the game is calling him a snitch, you know. And I mean, understood. You know?
The game is a peculiar individual, because on Monday he'll be donating houses to the homeless, and on Tuesday he'll be beating somebody up
on World Star.
On World Star, recording it himself.
Like,
while he's punching, while he's like, watch his right hook.
Yeah. So he is a little strange.
I don't know if you call him a rapper or what this guy is, but a character, Stitches, also went on Snapchat or Instagram and took credit for
getting beat up by the game, right?
Well, actually having the game's SUV shot at.
Oh, recently. Yeah, okay.
Like, I told you don't come back to my city, boy, and my goons ain't playing with you. So, but I mean, nobody takes Stitches serious.
Right.
I can't take him seriously.
Yeah.
But so the game is somebody on. I wouldn't want to get in an altercation with. He's like, I think
he's about 6'5".
Yeah, 6'5".
Yeah, 230 pounds.
Probably a little bit more than that now. He's
bulked up a lot.
You know what I'm saying? So he's a scary individual to want to have to toss hands with.
Right.
And, I mean,
not at all.
If he got a cell phone out in one hand, I'm going to work it.
Yeah, good luck, bro.
I'm going to work. One hand?
But
dude,
still,
you're not going to whoop me with one hand.
He'll probably hit you with that cell phone hand still, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he's taking it to the pettiness. He's on IG. He changed his description to, I'm petty.
And he changed his
avatar photo of him and Nicki Minaj with Nicki Minaj, like, on his chest. Or something like
that. Because it was a photo shoot.
It was
once
a photo shoot
time.
Recently. It was either late last year or early this year. They had like a photo shoot.
It was last
spread.
Year, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, they were all up on it. You know, it was one picture she's holding on his arm, and he tags her in the picture, and it says Nicki Minaj. And then the other picture, it says real Negro.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Yes. And he's like, this the last time she held a real Negro.
So he's campaigning right now.
Oh, he's campaigning.
He's shooting his shot.
He's shooting. But,
oh my gosh, he's petty.
But Meek Mill had a statement. He was like, okay, the jig is up. I see you want to fight me now. You drop your song, and now there's your pre-order link. You know, these industry Negroes got it backwards. So he's basically saying that this is all like for publicity for his new album, whatever. Nicki Minaj also commented blowing kisses at the picture on IG.
At which picture?
No, at the Meek statement Mill. That Meek Mill said about the industry rappers being corny, I guess. So, I mean, you know, they going back and forth again. I mean, Meek Mill can't out-rap the game. The game is just too nice of a lyricist.
Well,
as a rapper.
Meek Mill is a battle rapper.
Yeah, but you don't want
the game is a rapper.
Like lyrics,
so it's
lyrics
two
and stuff.
Type of
it's different
arenas, in my opinion.
But who do you think is going to take that?
making diss tracks.
Yeah.
We just saw Meek Mill track record.
Man, what?
What? He let the singing body him.
What?
So
that's what he said on the diss. He was like, you know, Drake hit you and you bled slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me peek, you know, poke Meek. You know what I'm saying? It's going.
So if you haven't heard the diss track, where can we find it?
You can find it on Hot New Hip Hop. You can World Star. We'll tweet a link out there.
Okay.
For you on
Twitter.
So
make sure you follow the Bold Opinion.
But this might make for some good music, because if The Game and Drake do a song together,
we already know what that is. Like, fire. 8 more than 92.
But like, who is
every time?
Who is Meek?
8 more than 92.
That's the song they got together.
Yeah. Who is Meek gonna team up with? Like,
nobody. Because nobody wanna be on that.
Nobody wants to be a loser. Or maybe Ross.
And we all know he's a liar.
I like Rick Ross though, so that's,
I mean, he's a good rapper.
He makes quality music. Yeah, he has a new song I like too.
Mm-hmm. But what I don't like about Rick Ross is, like, he's the ultimate dodgeball champion. Like, they can say, hey, was that you in the correction officer pick? Hey, Ricky, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm eating steak. I'm drinking Bel Air. Like, dude, answer the question. Like, yeah, he dodges.
He can definitely be like that. So, so what we're gonna do though is we have about 10 minutes left in the show, and we have to get to love and relationships because we had a good topic brought up, and the topic is dating inexpensively. Okay, here in Atlanta, because, you know, sometimes it gets, I mean, in anywhere, honestly, you know, it's just in 2016, you know, dating inexpensively, because, you know, like, movie ticket prices are going up, and, you know, it's just a lot of things that, you know, do you really need to spend that much money on a date?
You don't need to.
Do you? We'll talk about it when we come back. We're going to take one song break, so don't go anywhere. It's the Bold Opinion Show right here on orangeroomradio.com, where real music lives. Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yeah. just a friend.
Okay.
And they say he's just a friend. Oh, baby,
you. Okay.
Got what I need.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a studio downstairs, you know, Kendall.
I'm
if you want to just.
I'm not going to pay for lunch. But I can do some hunch.
Hey. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the Bold Opinion Show right here on Orange Room Radio. Yeah, get yourself together, Chuck. Get yourself together, Chuck.
He's going to put me out there.
Yes. So yeah, we're here to talk about love relationships. And the topic of today is dating inexpensively.
Dating
in 2016, you know, things have been getting more expensive. The cost of living and all the other jazz has been getting more expensive. And things like paying for a movie can come to a bill.
Yes.
A bill.
A phone bill.
A phone bill.
A Comcast
a
bill.
A water bill. A
Xfinity bill. A gas bill.
A gas bill. In a day.
Jeez.
In a couple hours.
And that's just because of the popcorn. $9
the tickets, though, but the, okay, so let's start with it. The tickets, you know, they kind of, you know, they're like either between $10 and $15, $17.
Well, I mean, it just depends on where you're going.
That's true.
To go, you know, so let me give you my dating on a budget tip right quick.
Okay.
Right? So
okay.
If I'm going to take a little shorty out to the movie, a little honey dip, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to catch, first of all, matinee. All right.
Okay. So you're going to tell her, babe, wake up at, wake up and meet me at the movies at noon.
Exactly. No, or yeah. Noon. I mean, matinee is what? Anytime before three, like I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Three or four. That's one thing. I'm catching matinee. Now, I was back in the day when the movie ticket prices were up. I live close to an AMC. AMC movie tickets, matinee prices is $4.99. After matinee prices is like $6.99 or $5.99. So,
but what about like both of y'all schedules being too busy and then you just catching it at the dollar movie?
Okay. See, there's
Do they have
no dollar
movies everywhere else? I mean, I know there's one in Fayetteville, obviously. Okay.
That's the
dollar
only
movie.
One I know
That's
of.
The only dollar movie
but
I know
but
of.
But the dollar movie plays the old movies. They don't play the new movies, do they?
No, they do.
They play
them
when, like,
they're
say,
done being in the real movie.
Yeah, okay.
Let's say
something
late. What just came out?
Suicide Squad. They probably wouldn't have Suicide
probably
Squad
in about a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I could rock with that.
Yeah.
Or the bowel breaks will probably be there in about a month and a half.
Or tomorrow.
I heard
it was like,
you are so wrong.
That and the Obama's movie, they're going to have that next week too. The Obama's we went to the Obama's movie.
Did you see it?
Yes, me and my homegirls, we went to Atlantic Station to go see it. We was like, you know, let's just go see this movie. Like, okay, cool. You know, the Obama's movie, all right, bet. We get there. Man, we get there. And I'm waiting for the climax. I'm waiting for the good part and stuff like that. It's like the whole movie. It was first of all, it was like an hour. Okay.
But
55 minutes, 52 minutes. Okay.
But
first
what,
of all, and then.
What drama does he have? Like, you know, you have to have a dramatic point, a climax. You have to have a end. Like,
yes.
His story isn't done. And he doesn't have any...
I mean,
any...
I expected to see something.
But
like
this
them
was
getting,
just them
just
like
them
on their
meeting.
First date or something
yes,
like that, right?
The whole movie was them just basically on their first date, how they met. It was a bunch of dialogue,
they
which is fine.
Made a movie about a first date.
Yes.
Really?
A bunch of dialogue, how he was trying to get her.
Right.
Michelle.
Really?
She was playing hard to get.
Did he say, I'm going to be president one day?
No.
You need to get with this?
No. None of that. It was just him driving around in his 72, whatever it was. And I don't know, like it was really disappointing. When the movie ended, man, they ended like on their date. The movie ended and literally the whole theater bust out laughing, like, what the hell?
My mom was
like, did this just really just cut off?
Did she at least look fine like Michelle?
She was cute. She didn't really favor Michelle. She had this really weird speech. Like she
Michelle's
tried to
fine.
Like she tried
Michelle
to speak
got cakes.
Boy.
Like she tried to speak like Michelle.
Okay.
Man, did you
You know,
see
but
that
I don't think it really worked. Yeah, I mean they were hiding that.
But anyway,
hiding that the whole
but,
time.
But shit, my mom was like, yeah, don't
even waste your time.
She's like red box it.
Don't even waste your time. You guys.
It's just so short. I looked at the
so
time,
it
it's like an hour
been like
30,
a TV
but
one movie.
52 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? It could have
been a USA
TV
movie.
Without the credit.
The
I
FX
mean,
movie.
Yeah, like,
previews.
It could have been on TV One.
Yeah.
Eccentric.
Definitely.
UPN.
Definitely. Definitely. But okay, so take it to the movies. Okay, so how else
okay,
do we
I mean,
date
so take
inexpensively?
It to the movies, yeah. Or, you know, what I like to do, I know women like hibachi and Japanese food. You get catch that lunch special, baby. You know what I'm saying? Still, before 2 o'clock, Benihana's. It's like half the menu price. Get your knowledge up. Nakato's before 5 on Sundays. Get your knowledge up. You know what I'm saying?
So how do you avoid spending... And who... First of all, if you're guy dating, you guys are guys.
Yes.
Like... When you're trying to date somebody, do you date more than one person? Because I mean, I know you're when you're a single person, you kind of text more than one person, kind of. You talk to somebody, but I mean, like, how do you know when you want to take it there?
I mean, it depends on the guy, because at different stages in your life, you date differently. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like at 18 and you're dating, mm-hmm. you're probably dating a girl and smashing like 5 other girls. You see what I'm saying? Then maybe at 25. You're dating 2 or 3 people to see, like, hey, which one I'm gonna like the most. Then maybe at 30, you're probably just dating one person and maybe talking to one person. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Until y'all get exclusive, like, hey, we're gonna make this official, just me and you. So I think at different points,
so do you take all them chicks? That's what I'm saying. Like, do you take them chicks out? Like, who do you take
out?
Whoa.
Wait. Taking all of them out?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Who do you take out?
Like, you take out the ones that really seem more credible.
The ones?
Yes. I mean, if you're dating.
So that's a lot of money, if though. You're like, dating, that's, if you try to take these chicks
not
on
really.
Dates.
I told you, nowadays, because of social media, mm-hmm. you can meet a chick on Instagram, text her for 2 weeks, and then go straight to her house and you in there. So some chicks.
What's your secrets, bro?
Ain't even. I mean, that's the new wave.
Yeah, the new wave.
Some chicks ain't even holding themselves to the standard of making a guy court them. Cause like, let's be honest, courting and courtship isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Que pasa? What? My phone's blowing up. The drive-in is cheap.
Yeah, because that's one ticket for 2 movies. Mm-hmm. So that's boom.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you go to a movie theater early enough,
the drive-in, you get to bring your own food.
Mm-hmm. And you can eat, drink, whatever, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Well, right. All
that. True.
Okay, so what about like dinner? Like, what other things? Okay, so I'm gonna give you
Applebee's,
Music Midtown.
Boom.
If y'all both into expensive. Music,
that's expensive though.
What's the free one? The surf.
Avondale Surf.
Hey, right. Boom.
But I mean, you just find common interests. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on in the city. What I recommend is you download an app called Eventbrite. You know, and you just click on what's happening tonight, and you'll see all these events. Or Groupon, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, people going skydiving on Groupon, massages. Half the price. Massages, you know, couples massages, mm-hmm. $30.
Mm-hmm. You can get like, go bowl. Like, what happened to bowling? Go
pottery.
Bowling gets expensive.
Well, but you got to go on the right days, though. You got to go on the right days.
I'm going to beat you, and then we're going to be competing, and then we're going to play 10 games.
That's why you have to, in order to date responsibly, you have to do the research, and you have to know what's going on. If you bowling in the summer, I think, like, bowl more lanes, it'd be like $1 a game or something like that.
Pool.
You know what I'm saying?
Pool.
You can teach her how to shoot pool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then sometimes, like, I think I heard someone say, cook for each other or something. Like I don't know, do like an activity.
If she's in the football, $10 Falcon tickets.
Boom, there it is.
She can't see the players.
But you're in the environment, though. But you're in the environment.
Tailgater.
You get exactly.
Your, right. You can tailgater. Take a tailgater.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Or same for the Braves. You know what I'm saying? You can get the $7 Braves.
They got the dollar Braves tickets. You're not going to see any players.
You can walk. No, you will, because the seats won't be that packed.
You can scurry yourself down. Right.
Or you can... The drinking section is always free, and you can go stand over in the drinking section, and that's a nice view of the field.
Exactly. It's your little $5 beer. There's only a certain couple places in town you can get $5 beer.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a lot of good things.
It's a good thing, or you just go to a park.
Even if she's kind of like, you don't have to be athletic, but like, if she's kind of outgoing, mm-hmm. like, when the last time you've been on a swing set and enjoyed, like, the park?
You know what I'm saying? A slide.
Like, I took the twins to the park, and they was like, swing with his daddy. I forgot how much fun I used to have on the swing. And then there's another place.
Big ass on the swing set.
And then how about I did a backflip out the swing?
You did not.
Yes, I used to do that all the time. I said I still got it. I almost broke my ankle. I stuck it.
Right, you stuck it.
Yeah, I did it again so I could prove to them this ain't luck, son. But it's a place called the Epicenter, right out there off of Six Flags. If she's in a rock climbing, I mean, you'll be there about 5 minutes, climb the whole rock wall, and then but they have bowling right next to it.
Okay.
Or you can go like it's all in the same facility.
Go to Stone Mountain or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can walk the mountain together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just really just spending time. Like, you know, not everything is, oh, I have to spend money on you or we have to spend money together. Yeah. You know, because some women like to go, the Dutch thing is cool too. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Dutch is
different. I encourage that.
Yeah. Point me in the direction of them.
Because a lot of guys do feel like, hey, I spent all this money. What's up?
What's up? Because I'm going to need it.
You see what I'm saying?
Immediately.
But why does it have to, like, I don't know, whatever. Wow. I mean, it's just.
I just be like,
So if a woman is like, hey, I'm down to go Dutch, you won't be expecting anything?
Is he that might what that is? Still, because he spent his time.
It's my presence. Yes, it's a gift, baby.
But at the same time, you know how some women are. What do you like to eat? Oh, I only like to eat Papados and cheese. They start naming stuff they haven't bought for themselves in years.
Only need Hennessy.
Yeah, and they only want the top notch stuff. So he like, okay, I'm spending, I'm treating you and dropping all these nice things and nice meals on you. What's up?
What's up, shorty?
I mean, I could have just gave you the $300 we was gonna spend it in, cut straight to the chase.
Hello.
You see what I'm saying? So some guys do feel like that.
But yeah. I'm you tonight.
But sometimes when a guy really likes a chick, he won't even pressure it. He's like, she's like, hey, I'm not coming.
I mean, sometimes it's just about, I like you like sometimes that. It's just about the vibe of it anyway. Yeah. You know, I like having conversations and just being able to talk to another person and get that vibe from her. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. I don't necessarily have to smash city.
Yes.
It's nice.
And then sometimes women, like, if she isn't stuck on herself, things like, hey, we're riding, we're going somewhere, and I notice her car is dirty or something like that, hey, let's pull over to the car. I'm going to clean the detail of it.
I mean, that's what's up. See, what if I know it's her car door, I'm like, look, baby,
you better get your car clean.
Next time I come in this thing, I need to be situated. Alright, I don't want to be stepping on her.
Then she could be like, what you trying to say?
But see, cause you know, like, well, to me, the car thing is the male job. Like, if something going on with your car, I'm gonna take the car to see what's going on and take care of it. I'm gonna clean it. Just like taking out the trash to me, that's the guy.
I mean, I can respect that to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? But my mom and my dad got a divorce at an early age, you know what I'm saying? My mom was dating people. She didn't have her car messed up, and it wasn't because they were fixing it, it was because she felt it.
Yeah.
She kept it up herself.
You know what I'm saying? And that's because, you know.
Well, so but then, you know,
women out here need to do.
But you know, I'm into cars, so, like, well, I mean, no, that's my thing. Like, hey, I don't want you going over here and he talking about his $500 for a $20 part. So let me take care of that for you.
Exactly.
You
see what I'm saying? Now that's different. You know, me on the other hand, I'm like, oh, baby, your shoes a little dirty. I can help you with the scrub on the shoes. I got some old toothbrushes. I got you on that. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's like, I've
seen the sales of buy one, get one half off. You know, I can get you with the half off.
Yeah.
You
know what
I'm saying? See, I'm like, see, you brain scrubbing, baby. Yeah. Like, I hear the squeal when you was pulling up. Sound like some bats coming down the
now
street.
Let me give you guys a good, like, just random date. So, you know, the Atlanta skyline is really pretty, right?
Okay.
At night, especially, right?
Boy, here we go.
True.
Yes.
What?
No, I just
you know where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah, I know where you're going.
Oh, you do?
Where are you going?
Okay, well, take your chick to the Jackson State Bridge.
Oh, downtown. Yeah.
and you can see the Atlanta skyline.
Going down Boulevard too. That's a nice little.
Oh man, that's
one of the best ones.
I think that's my favorite one. Yeah. I was driving.
I think that's my favorite one too.
Yeah. You come up on it.
And then it just opens up.
It's like hello. Yeah, it just opens up. Definitely. But either one, like it'll be a nice little surprise. Like hey, you know, let's just take a ride. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you was about to say the sundial. I was about to say nothing about that cheek at all.
No, absolutely.
But you know that bridge. Yeah, that sounds like a real player move.
Just real cool. Just park, you know what I'm saying? Walk up on the bridge.
Yeah.
Put a little Jolly Rancher candy out there, a candle out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Had a little candle, had a nice rose.
Pop a carbonated drink. And then tote one.
Yeah.
And just enjoy the.
Exactly. Just enjoy the.
So
that's all I got.
And it's another one, too. It's another bridge. I pass it when I'm driving on 20. I don't know what it's called. I'll look at it next time. But you'll see the bridge, and it's like a bunch of locks on the gate. And couples go up there, and they lock their key or keep the key or whatnot. But you'll go up there. I mean, it's a nice... You see people all the time just on that bridge. So, I mean, that's probably a good one, too. They probably won't see the scenery like the other one.
Yeah, I'll check that one out.
Player.
Man, you know that one by Boulevard is a beast.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that one.
So yeah, that's all I got for today. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show because it's past 2 o'clock, but that's okay. You know, hey, whatever. We had something to say.
Let us leave anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Right. So, you guys, don't forget, we're not going to be here Monday. We are not going to be here Monday.
We're going to be watching football.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So, make sure you tune in again Thursday night.
Yep.
We have a special guest coming in
to
talk about the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. That's a big move for us here. We're going to start doing some things with them also as a group. So that's that. Make sure you tune in on Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Have a great weekend and a great start to your next week because we won't be here Monday. We'll be here when?
Thursday.
What time?
9 to 11.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Same time, Charlie.
Absolutely. So make sure you have a great week, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Peace.